This podcast is brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation and by Lightspeed, with over 775 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry. It's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.
Hello, you're listening to Glenn Pugh. I'm on the ground here at AirVenture Oshkosh 2011, and I'm talking with Tine Tomzuch with Pipistrel Aircraft. They're working on a lot of projects here at Pipistrel, but Pipistrel's well known for its speed and efficiency both. And they have a new four-place project that's in the works now. Tine, if you could tell me a little bit about the Panthera project.
Indeed, the Panthera project was set up to demonstrate it is indeed possible to join two opposing worlds, speed of the aeroplane and its efficiency. We call it the 200-200 project. Essentially, it's a four-place general aviation class aeroplane with enough payload to really carry four people 1,000 nautical miles away using a 200-horsepower engine and cruising at 200 knots.
And you're talking about full fuel and full passengers and bags?
Yes, full fuel, full passengers, full bags. So basically loaded up completely and go the full distance. The power plant is a Lycoming IO390, so the strongest, most powerful four-cylinder engine, which can also run on unleaded fuel.
And so for these speeds and payload, what sort of fuel burn are you looking at?
We're looking at just shy of 10 gallons an hour. People who are using the IO390 in other aeroplanes tell us that the fuel consumption numbers are actually a bit better than that, but our current specifications are calculated at a fuel burn of 10 gallons an hour.
And people who are using it in other aircraft aren't getting the same results. How is it that you're going to be able to achieve these? And I guess for the doubters out there, why should they believe that you'd be able to?
First and foremost, Pipistrel is known for our extreme aero-efficient aeronautical design. We have a full product lineup in the light sport and experimental class already. And our flagship at the time is called the Virus SW. It's an aeroplane that cruises at 75% power, 147 knots, using a 100-horsepower Rotax engine. So it's not far away from the performance numbers of the Panthera, given the even better aerodynamics that we've developed through the years and a more strong and a more powerful engine.
Now, I understand there are going to be a lot of advanced materials in the project, too. Could you tell me a little bit about the landing gear and some of the reinforcement that's integral in the composite structure?
The aeroplane is an all-composite, all-electric aeroplane, so there's no hydraulics. The master material is carbon fiber-reinforced plastics. The cockpit area is also strengthened by using elements of Kevlar and other shred-free materials. We have a full 26G roll bar to protect the passengers and energy-absorbing seats. The undercarriage of the Panthera is retractable. It's a full trailing link. This means that you can go on unprepared, grassy, or sandy runways. And it's made out of titanium. It saves weight and brings the robustness to a whole new level. So there will be no cracking of undercarriage or things alike, even when the aeroplane will be used in a tough environment.
Now, a lot of aircraft that have very high performance give something up in compromise. Sometimes it's simply dimensions. Sometimes it's a long takeoff roll or a longer landing roll. Are there any such compromises that you foresee for the Panthera project?
We wanted to make the aeroplane really comfortable for four people and baggage. So I wouldn't say that there's any compromises here. If we made compromises, the aeroplane would have been even faster. But we thought about human ergonomics and human factors, so the aeroplane is there for the comfort. We have two extremely large gull wing style doors and one dedicated door for the back row of passengers. Of course, the cargo door is already included. And the whole airframe features, as standard, the parachute rescue system. It's full featured and there's really no compromises in terms of how comfortable the aeroplane is. Its takeoff and landing capabilities are favored because of use of a really high lift airfoil on the wing, so it will be better than with comparable speedy aeroplanes in its class.
So landing distances and takeoff distances, do you have those projected at this time?
Yes, we do. People who are at the stand can also take a look at the specifications, which are public now. You are welcome to join us for a brochure. All the data is online. Essentially, we envision the Panthera to be operated from runways which are 2,000 feet or more, unprepared or 1,500 feet tarmac or asphalt runways.
Pipistrel is always trying to develop new projects, and we've heard that the Panthera will also come in hopefully several models. Could you tell me a little bit about the two other models of the Panthera?
The current product lineup features three different propulsion systems: the conventional, reliable, and proven Lycoming IO390. There will be a hybrid version with an electric powertrain and a range extender unit. And there will be an all-electric unit as the battery technology picks up in its performance.
And the all-electric unit, you're actually working on that technology now with the G4 project, and that'll be in the NASA Green Challenge?
Taurus G4 is our entry with the team leader Jack Langalan for the NASA Green Flight Challenge 2011. It's right here at the stand, and we are also using it as a test bed for trying out most powerful electric propulsion trains, propulsion systems to date. Currently, we have installed a 150 kilowatt unit, which corresponds to 200 horsepower.
Any projections on timing and price as we go back now to the Panthera project, the initial project that's piston powered, and the foreseeable future for alternate models?
Indeed, the first flight is targeted at December 2011, with deliveries to follow late 2012 for the experimentals and certified versions in late 2013. Pricing is available through our distributors.
When you say certified, we're talking EASA certification, correct?
We will pursue the EASA Part 23 certification, and through the bilateral agreement, we will receive also the full-fledged FAA General Aviation Part 23 certificate.
We've been speaking with Tine Tomaszek. Here at AirVenture Oshkosh, I'm Glenn Pugh for avweb.com. Thanks for listening.
Lightspeed Aviation is pleased to announce the availability of the new Zulu 2. Stop by the Lightspeed Pavilion across from Hangar B at Oshkosh and give it a try. Improving in the areas of quiet, comfort, and clarity, Zulu 2 once again sets the standard in the premium headset market.